Hey, baby. I'm Jesus. Nah. Hey, baby. I'm Jesus.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. I'm Jesus. Ah, there we go. Computer, how does this sound?
Fine, Jesus.
Good.
Why are you speaking like that, Jesus?
'Cause I'm going to a bar. I have to be attractive to the ladies. I want to put on my Barry White cruising voice.
Barry who?
Barry White. Look up the Earth archives.
Searching. One result found. 100% match. He was a singer with a trademark low-end sexy voice. Oh, I see.
Yeah, the chicks will melt when they hear me talk like this.
Jesus, we have arrived at the Sideliner. Shall I open comm to their central so you may request permission to dock?
Yeah, computer. Go right ahead.
Communication link open.
Sideliner, this is Jesus, requesting permission to dock.
Request granted. Please dock at gate 6A.
Thanks.
Please exit your ship. We hope you enjoy your time spent at the Sideliner. Thank you for visiting.
Yeah. I love the Sideliner. Ah, the good old bar. Why not sit here?
What'll it be, Jesus?
Bartend, hook up a double jet fuel on the rocks.
Jet fuel double on the rocks. Coming up.
Man, don't say that word, man.
What word?
Rocks, man.
Why? What's wrong with the word rocks, man?
Dude, it's been like 3 weeks. I haven't seen a single crack rock here. This used to be the capital, but now the Silvershine Zone, no rocks. Man, I finished my emergency stash like 1 week ago, man. I'm going crazy, man.
I don't know if it can cheer you up, but I have a joint.
Man, that'd be cool, man. Can we smoke it up, like, outside, man?
Why outside? We're not allowed inside?
No, we are, man, but I could use some fresh air. I've been cooped up here for, like, 4 days, man.
That explains the stench you emit.
Yeah, man, sorry, man. There's no showers here, man, so, like, yeah. Anyways, if we want to go outside, let's go through that door over there, man. It's like, right over there. Let's walk.
Hey, by the way, what's your name?
My name's Haley, man. What's yours?
My name's Jesus.
Oh, hi, Jesus, man.
Pleased to meet you, Haley. Let's go.
Yeah, man, let me open this door.
Wow, this planet looks fucked up. First time I step outside here. I always go through the docking port, park my ship, and walk right in here. Wow.
Yeah, man. You know, you gotta step outside to see that, you know, all this planet has are like bars. It's like the planet to, you know, like, chill, you know?
Damn thing. I lit it, but it's running like crazy.
Man, toke it, man. Toke it faster, man. There you go, man.
Yeah, the run's gone.
Hey, man, I recognize that starship out there.
Where?
See, far over there, man. Whoa, man, that's the NSS 421, man. Maybe they have crack, man. Come on, I'll try to catch them before they take off. Run, man.
Hi, I'm coming. What the heck? It's better than getting harassed by religious fanatics on Earth.
Man, I just hope they have crack, man.
Wait, dude, aren't those missiles falling from the sky heading right towards that ship?
Ignore them, man. I want rocks, man.
Dude, I'm not going there.
It's okay, man. We can dodge them.
Dodge missiles? Are you crazy? You'll get... Oh, never mind. This is so much better than being at home. I'm coming.
And now, a BDO Radio production. Drug Ring 2167. Starring Budweiser. Episode number 8.
Dwayne Duval was not entirely aware of how addicted to crack Samson Haley was when the Sierra system referred him to the NSS 421. Taken by surprise, Duval accepted the offer, knowing that Sierrians are often hard-working, brave crew that not only will not cause problems, but will enrich a starship's team by simply being present. Duval had not signed up for this. One long week after the devastation of the Silvershine Zone, Duval had enough of Haley's mumblings, mistakes, and life-threatening omissions. He fired his infamous commander. The Sierrian authorities have just learned that one of their idols was fired by the NSS 421's captain, and they are not happy. Presently, four of their ships are lowering in on the ground of the planet Bakiton Utra 4, where Dwayne and his starship are still grounded, having just closed the mescaline deal. Two unknown individuals have penetrated the NSS 421, and the four Sierrian police ships have opened fire, attempting to stop Dwayne's starship from going anywhere.
Access denied.
Damn it. These doors open with security cards.
Man, it's okay. I know how they work, man. Check this out.
Nice touch.
Thanks, man.
Meanwhile, in the bridge of the NSS 421...
Keep trying to open comm, and Eddie, you have like 3 minutes to do this.
Yeah, do what?
Find Haley.
Yo, Captain, if they keep shooting like this, we won't even have any fuel left to take off.
God damn it, Abdullah, the engines are running, but we're not moving yet.
I know, the infidels shoot directly at them. It's difficult to keep cool engines.
Shit, man, Rashid, any ideas?
No, Captain, it is 3 o'clock. It is time to face west and pray Allah. Sorry, Captain, I only be available after prayer. I will kneel and pray Allah now.
Rashid, this isn't quite the time. Rashid! Damn it, Rashid! Eddie, where are the intruders?
Yeah, they're close! Oh shit, they're at the bridge door, man!
Shit, everyone take cover, we're being boarded! Rashid, stop that! Damn it, Rashid!
I grab a big playpen!
Yeah, I'll grab a gun too! Eddie, what are the intruders doing?
Yo, they're trying to open the door! They're gonna open it any minute now! Get ready, man!
Alright, everyone stand by and get ready to shoot!
Don't shoot! Don't shoot! I'm unarmed!
Buster, who is that?
Wow! I think that's Jesus, man! Hello, Lord!
Oh, get the fuck off your knees, both of you!
Sorry, Jesus. Hey, what's wrong with your voice?
Nothing. I was at the sideliner. I put on my Barry White voice.
For the chicks?
Yeah, works all the time.
Okay, but why are you keeping it up here still?
Oh, hey, I don't want to be caught with my normal voice in this area, you know, cross paths with some chick I've spoken to like this before. She know I'm a fraud with my fake voice. I'll keep it up until I'm out of the area.
Oh, I see. Hey, who's that with you? Is that... That's Haley!
Yeah, we were about to smoke a joint outside and he recognized your ship from the distance.
Yo, Haley, how you doing?
Great, man.
Hurry, come here and tell these bastards attacking us that we're your friends.
No problem, man.
Yo, Haley, I've opened comm. Talk to them. They're the people from your home.
Guys, stop firing, guys. Peace, man. You know what I'm saying? This is Captain Haley, man.
Samson Haley?
Man, why is that guy moaning, man?
He's not moaning, he's praying. Rashid, stop that. For fuck's sake, we can't even hear calm.
It is okay, Captain. I have completed prayer. Now time to make Allah proud.
Hey, go ahead, CSMF.
CSMB?
I know, goddammit. I'll never call you that. Now there's someone who wants to speak to you.
Samson Haley?
Yes, man.
Fleet, cease fire. How are you doing, Captain Haley?
Fine, man. Now, what's going on here, man?
Didn't these assholes fire you?
Yeah, man, but they left me, like, a lot of money, man. I'm, like, rich, man.
Wait, Haley, hang on a second. Buster, you remember what the client said a few minutes ago at the sideliner?
Whoa, Haley, you're the rich guy who buys all the mescaline at the sideliner.
Yeah, man. They think I'm royalty. Thanks for all the money, Captain Man.
Don't call me that. I fired you. And Haley, you're rich, but you're not that rich. I know how much you have. Spending in this space, you'll run out in the month. What will you do after?
Man, I don't know. I'm thinking of opening up a VCR robber network. I'd be rich, man.
Excuse me, could we speak to Haley?
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
So you're telling us you have no problem with these guys?
No, man, look, they gave me a lot of rocks, man. Then they made me rich. I'm like royalty now, or, well, until I spend it all, you know, but that won't be long, you know what I'm saying?
Don't worry, Captain Haley. The people back home will most likely make sure you're as comfortable as can be. Your acts to help your system were heroic.
Man, what acts? rats, man.
That key you used?
The key, man?
You know, Haley, the key. Remember while you were really, 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 really high?
Oh, man, the cracked treasure that was, like, just one rock?
Yeah, that. Moron.
Do not insult our heroes.
For the last time, Haley's a clumsy fuck. He's not a hero.
One more time and we will have you arrested.
Oh, God, never mind.
Hey, could you drop that expression?
What expression?
Oh, God. It annoys me. I've heard it just too damn much.
You are Jesus, the Messiah of the infidels?
No. Well, I am Jesus, but all that was bullshit.
I knew it! Victory to Allah! Muhammad is the prophet!
You mean that crazy guy I used to hang out with and, like, get triple plastered?
You what? You knew Muhammad?
Yeah. For some reason, your historical records are all fucked on Earth. Twisted, senseless. That's not how shit happened in my day, let me tell you.
Really? You say I am infidel now and that you know infidel? You good, I am bad?
No. Just, okay, forget it. I didn't say anything.
Victory to Allah!
Yes, Rashid, yes.
Shortly after the Sierrians ceased firing on the NSS 421, Haley was asked to board one of the CSMPF ships to be taken home. Great things were afoot for him. At first, Haley showed a bit of resistance to the suggestion, as he was on a quest for crack and knew that home would not be a good place to look. However, his mind was quickly changed by a mention that back home, leaders of the system would make Haley a great man. A very, very rich man. A very, very wealthy man. Of course, the plan Haley had in mind was to get home, receive his honors and his incredibly large donations, plan another mission to the Silvershine Zone, gather tons of cocaine and cook it into rocks. Avalanches of crack cocaine rocks. He would be offered to give a speech to his population and would be made a great, famous icon. An example for all Sierrians to follow. Haley was in a position to even rule his whole system. The Sierrians would extend anything to him. Before Haley could leave the NSS 421, he had a small demand to make to the captain.
Captain Man?
Yes, Haley.
Can I use your showers, man? Just like, you know?
Yes, Haley. Now get out of the bridge. You smell like shit.
Sure, Captain Man. Hey, by the way, do you guys have crack?
No more, Haley. No more.
What's going on, man? I don't have money. Dealers have crack. I have money. Dealers don't have crack, man. What the hell, man?
I feel your pain, Haley. Well, actually, I don't. Now go!
Yes, Captain Man.
Right after leaving Haley in the hands of the Sierrians, Dwayne Duval set course for a repair station as the ship had taken important damage during their last attack. The trip was going to take 3 full, long hours.
Computer!
Yes, Captain.
I'm bored.
That's interesting, Captain.
Why is it that every time I go in my quarters, I get bored?
Answer unknown.
Computer! Activate the coffee dispenser.
Coffee dispenser activated.
Computer, reload the Twinkie cupboard.
Twinkie cupboard reloaded.
Computer, fuck the I am.
I am fucked.
Computer, finger the I like to get.
I like to get fingered.
Erect the I measure 2 inches when I'm...
I measure 2 inches when I'm ear... Oh, you sneaky bastard.
Computer! Suck the for bus fare I...
Look, it's not funny anymore.
No, seriously, computer, there's something I'd like to see again. Play log video from the bridge, 1 week ago when I fired Haley.
The video will play on your screen shortly.
Haley!
What, man?
Haley, I asked you 1 hour ago to check the plasma vents.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, man. Just trying to entertain these rocks, man.
Alert! Plasma vent overload. Emergency venting must be initiated.
You hear that, Haley? The vents are probably loaded with dangerous plasma.
Alert! Plasma vent overload. Engine failure in 30 seconds.
Haley, are you going to go or not?
Oh, man, I still have to do it, man.
Yes, Haley.
Now, man?
Yes, now. When else? After the engines explode?
Engine failure in 20 seconds.
Haley!
Ah, man. Let me finish this rock at least, man. I thought you were gonna do it, man.
No, Haley, we're gonna explode, man. Come on!
Man!
Engine failure in 10 seconds.
Ah, man, how do I do this again, man? Captain, which button, man?
The green code.
Four.
The green, what?
Three.
Oh, yeah,
two,
right.
One.
Yeah.
Initiated.
There was 1 second left. You almost killed us all, you retarded crackhead.
Alert. Plasma damage to left engine.
Aw, Haley, you still took way too long. The left engine's
got... Yeah, Captain, hold on tight. The left engine's about to blow.
God damn it, Haley. You and your fucking rocks. We just lost an engine. Eddie!
Yeah, what?
Can we make it to service station 3B from here?
No, we can only go in large circles, yo. I'll dispatch for rescue.
God damn it, Haley. See what you've done? Eddie, after rescue fixes this, set course for Agrota 4.
Why, man?
We'll drop Haley off there.
Captain Man?
You're fired, Haley. I'll drop your ass off there and buy out the remainder of your contract.
But man, my contract's for like 5 more years, man.
I know. It'll cost me. I so got screwed. And you're gonna be rich. But you suck so bad, I don't give a fuck at this point.
But, like, Captain, man...
Haley!
Captain?
Come here.
What is it, Captain?
You're fired. End of discussion.
Man, that's what I call entertainment. Computer, store that one in my favorites.
Video stored.
Repairing and servicing a vessel as large as the NSS 421 is a very long process. This is why the usual Starship maintenance station is equipped with various attractions, designed to entertain the customer while his or her vessel is being worked on. From gift shops, to movie theaters, and exclusively in the Silvershine Zone, some drug cafes and whorehouses, most stations made sure you would never get bored waiting. Starship Maintenance Station 3B was Dwayne's destination. This station was on a planet's surface, as opposed to floating in space, and its attractions were always the best, given ground gave the owners plenty of freedom to build anything they pleased without having to consider all the dynamics of space. When the crew arrived at the repair station, they noticed a new attraction that was not yet available during their last visit, barely 1 week ago, when an engine had to be replaced after an explosion caused by Haley's ignorance. This new attraction was imposing, tall, rising almost 600 feet in the air. It was about 12 feet wide by 8 feet deep, covered in attractive chrome along with stainless steel controls with engraved text. On the face of this building, a beautiful sign glowing of ultraviolet light read, Pimpotronic Superplex, and underneath, in small letters, a slogan, Cryo Hose at your service. Buster quickly understood what this unit was. After most of the Silvershine Zone was destroyed by the rampaging carnivorous spacefish, Pimpotronic, although their homeworld was spared from the random attacks, were struggling to get any of their networks back afoot. While their home world was left intact, 95% of their research on the Electropimp and the Horomatics was destroyed, as the majority of their data was stored on computers that resided in the network room of their showcase installation on Falkor 6. Being one of the first systems to get hit in the Silvershine Zone, Falkor was a total loss. Not a single byte of data could be recovered from those offices, and engineers declared it would be virtually impossible to rebuild the Electropimps without having to start the research from scratch, having lost all the valuable concepts and studies. Given it had initially taken Pimpotronic 5 years to build the initial semi-decent Electropimp, managers of the company announced that they would not remanufacture any replacement to the Electropimps for at least a decade, maybe more, given they would have to start everything over. But Pimpotronic vowed to make a strong return in the pimping industry with a new, innovative idea. While they did state the project would be much less complex than the Electropimp, they promised that their product would be yet another brilliant leader in the world of prostitution. Only days after having made this statement, the project was already being developed, built, and tested. The engineers of the Pimping Corporation came across only a few bumps and holes, given the project was so simple. It was simple, but brilliant. Investors of Pimpotronic gathered by the thousands at the unveiling ceremony, where one of the new units was on display, ready for deployment and public use. Here are the words of Pimpotronic CEO Harry Beavers at the unveiling ceremony.
Hello, everyone. I'm so glad to be here, and as I can see, I'm not alone.
Now, people wanted us to push out another electropimp model as fast as possible. Now, the zone is in shreds, and I admit they could be of a great use to everyone in the area. However, because of the unfortunate turn of events, we cannot reopen this project without having to go through 5 or maybe 6 years of painful development. So even if we set that project in motion, it will be a while before the robots are back out there doing their work. But rest assured that we have not given up on Silvershine. We have not given up on you, the investors. We have not given up on you, the customers. We have not given up on you, fellow pimps. What I am about to unveil today is big, simple, and just plain brilliant. Ladies and gentlemen, behold the Pimpotronic Superplex.
A giant veil held by long cables around the stage was suddenly lifted, revealing a 12 feet wide by 8 feet deep, 600 foot tall structure that resembled a building of some sort.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the immediate future of Pimpotronic. This structure, which bears resemblance to an office building, is actually a large cryogenic storing unit. In it, 1,000 prostitutes are being kept in cryostasis. In other words, they are frozen, awaiting to be revived when they are needed. In front of the Pimpotronic Superplex, there is a computer screen with a service menu. All customers need to do is navigate the menu, pick a prostitute available in the structure, and pay with, say, an intergalactic bank card. The system will then automatically send the cryogenic unit of the selected prostitute into the revival room, in which the selected woman or man will be thawed. Once the thawing process is done, the prostitute in question is delivered at the front door, and she is free for the customer's use. And the customer is asked to return the prostitute to the Superplex after the time paid for expires. The Pimpotronic headquarters are equipped with security monitoring technology and can keep track of every single Superplex. This means that if a customer fails to return a prostitute to any Superplex, security personnel can be dispatched to apprehend the freeloader. Finally, I must mention the slogan. As you can see here, right underneath the product's name, CryoHose, at your service.
Buster Waltrick was a man who couldn't get enough sex. The more these incredibly complex sex services appeared, the more he was pleased. Buster simply couldn't wait to give the brand new Pimpotronic Superplex a try.
Wow, this thing's big, man.
Yeah, that was definitely not here last time. What is this thing anyway?
I saw the unveiling on TV last week. This is literally a prostitute dispenser, a vending machine.
They make prostitute vending machines? Whoa.
Smart, eh?
Man, poor prostitutes.
Bah, who cares about them? Hey, Dwayne, do you mind if I try this thing?
No, go ahead. We're here for a while anyway. There's a lot of stuff that broke on the ship, so the repairs will take long.
Man, will the damages cost a lot?
Believe it or not, the Sierrians sent money for the damages to our ship.
Really?
Yeah. I think Haley was too high to request such a thing himself, but I guess, well, the Sierrian government are giving Haley honors and shit. Like, medals and stuff for his, quote, heroism, unquote. And we somewhat have a role in his, honors, so they're apologizing with a little compensation.
Well, they better, those bastards. All right, Dwayne, I'll see you in a bit. I'll bring the prostitute I pick in my quarters. They won't be making repairs there, will they?
Nope, it's all clear.
See ya, Captain.
Later, Buster.
Okay, let's see. Aha, there's the welcome screen. Welcome to the Pimpotronic Superplex. Please insert your IGCB debit card to get started. Okay. White or black? Black. Jungle fever, man. Height? 6 feet. Body type? Nice and slim. We propose to you Lila, Laetitia, and Chocolate Sunshine. Chocolate Sunshine, bring him up.
Selection made. The prostitute will be available at the front door in 5 minutes. Thank you for using the Pimpotronic Superplex.
The first electropimps, as we know today, went through many revisions before the unit could function properly. Even after public release, many dangerous malfunctions emerged on the robots. After several lawsuits, deaths, injuries, and modifications to the units, the electropimp finally reached an acceptable level of reliability, having been perfected, fixed, and fine-tuned by the engineers. This same process would obviously have to take place with the Pimpotronic Superplex. Very little testing had been done before release, and the enthusiasm of the potential buyers forced the engineers to rush some parts out and get the project out in time. It was bound to have a few flaws. Hopefully for Pimpatronic, these flaws would not be crucial and would allow the customer to enjoy his experience anyway. But only hopefully.
Please walk through the front door. Your prostitute has been revived and is awaiting pickup. Payment has been debited for your card.
Aha! Finally! Time for sex! Hey, baby! Come this... Wait... What's that on... Oh God, you're freeze-burned! Oh God! Ooh! She's dead, man! Oh, fuck, man! This is gross, man! This is gross! I'm getting out of here, man!
Buster quickly alerted the repair station's service personnel of the terrible malfunction with the Superplex. His fee was refunded, and engineers from Pimpatronic were on the way to inspect the large machine. After this strange and nauseating incident, Buster went to a cafe located in the service station's lobby and smoked a large joint to remove the taste of vomit from his mouth. The joint also got him stoned, enough to blur out the unfortunate malfunction of the Superplex. After a few hours passed, the ship was announced to be ready for flight, and Buster returned to the bridge, where Captain Dwayne Duval was passing the time during the repairs.
Dwayne, you'll never believe what happened!
What?
Man, I used the Superplex and it gave me a dead hoe!
She was dead?
Yeah, traumatizing!
Man, that's gross! Did you get
Captain
a re-
Captain Duval, please respond.
Yo, Eddie, is this the CSMF again?
Yeah, it is!
Open comm! CSMF, what do you want this time? Haven't we given you Haley back? You're not returning him because he's broken, are you?
No.
Then what do you want?
Simple. Mr. Duval, we have $20 trillion in a special bank account ready to be diverted to your group's funding.
$20 trillion? You're kidding me, right? This is a trick!
No, we are serious. Have your crew check intersystem account DF62X44.
Eddie, punch that in the computer.
Right away, Captain! It's coming up, look on the monitor.
Man, that's a lot of zeros!
What's with all this money? What is this? Why?
We want you to build something for us. Something big.
Go on.
We have the intention of rebuilding the system you call Falcor. Our government is requesting that crack production networks are developed on the system and that we develop areas for consumers and perhaps commercial prostitutes.
What? You guys, I don't believe this. It's a trick. Here you are barely hours ago spying on this zone to find out how you can destroy us because you hate drugs. And because drugs messed up one of your role models, and now suddenly you're asking me to build crack factories? $20 trillion worth of crack houses and facilities? No way!
Yes, Wei. We are not kidding. We need your group to manage the rebuilding, as most Sierrians have no idea how to make such a substance as crack. They have not even seen crack before.
Okay, I'm going to take a seat.
Why?
Because you're going to be telling me how the hell your minds changed so quickly. And I have a feeling you've got a really long story to tell me. I have a feeling it involves Haley. So I want to make myself comfortable here.
What is the story the Sierrians have to tell Dwayne? Why have they suddenly shown serious interest in rebuilding Falcor, one of the largest systems of the zone? Is the crew's favorite crackhead, Samson Haley, going to return in this story? And if so, will he find the tasty rocks he so desperately wants? Is he really in the middle of this whole system rebuilding business? Will the captain, Dwayne Duval, be comfortably seated while the Sierrian captain tells his story? Find out on the next episode of Drug Ring 2167. Drug Ring 2167 is written and produced by Budweiser at BDO Radio Studios in Montreal, Canada.
Welcome to the Faraway Hotel. What's your name, sir?
My name's Jesus.
Sorry, do I still have my Barry White voice on?
Sir?
My Barry White voice. Is my voice deep?
Yes, sir, it is.
Hang on, then.
Back to normal. Give me a single room. I need to crash, like, now.